In Africa, the former president of Liberia, indicted war criminal Charles Taylor, is living in exile under the close watch of the international community. U.S. officials insist Taylor is effectively under house arrest and is losing influence at home. But some members of Congress are challenging the administration's Liberia policy and are demanding that Taylor stand trial at a war crimes tribunal in Sierra Leone. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Buried deep in the Bush administration's huge war budget for Iraq is an extra $2 million added by some members of Congress. It's a bounty for Charles Taylor. In a separate but related move, the Senate added language to the Foreign Operations Appropriations Bill to urge the Bush administration to cut off aid to countries that harbor indicted war criminals, a move aimed at pressuring Nigeria to extradite Taylor to the War Crimes Tribunal in Sierra Leone. Speaking from his office in Sierra Leone, the prosecutor for the court, David Crane, said these measures show that members of Congress are serious about bringing Taylor to justice for rape, murders, and other atrocities.
It's just an indication that the international community is beginning to realize that an individual such as this cannot be allowed to walk away from 11 years of pure terror here in West Africa.
But Nigeria sees the moves by Congress as a slap in the face for a country that offered Taylor exile as a way to help restore order in Liberia. Humphrey Oriako is a political minister at the Nigerian embassy in Washington.
We don't believe that Nigeria is going to be punished for doing something that the international community considered very useful at the time to stop the massacre that was going on in Liberia.
The State Department was also caught off guard by the action on Capitol Hill. Spokesman Adam Erley made clear Friday that there's no need and the U.S. has no plans to actually post a bounty on Taylor. Usually such rewards are used to find suspects. And everybody knows where Taylor is, in the southern Nigerian town of Calabar. Erley also complained about the congressional threat to cut off aid to Nigeria, even though that, too, is mainly a symbolic move.
We supported Taylor's exile to Nigeria because we knew it would save lives. He is under de facto house arrest, and restricting assistance to Nigeria would be counterproductive.
But while U.S. officials insist they want to see Taylor eventually tried for his alleged crimes, one congressional source complained that the State Department doesn't have a plan to get Taylor to court. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy wrote the language threatening Nigeria with an aid cutoff, partly to send a message to the Bush administration.
Charles Taylor's out of the country. That was step one to help Liberia. Step two is the fact that as an indicted war criminal, he ought to be going to trial. Otherwise, there's no deterrent value in indicting somebody as a war criminal.
Leahy said the threat of an aid cutoff is similar to legislation that he and Republican Senator Mitch McConnell drafted a few years ago, which Leahy says helped get Serbian strongman Slobodan Milosevic to the International War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.